The TSO from their latest recording, the music of Bartók from Concerto for Orchestra, that was the Intermezzo Introtto led by Gustavo Gimeno. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, regulars at the TSO will have noticed an influx of new faces in recent years. Many TSO veterans have been retiring or have moved on in their careers, and there are a lot of leadership positions that have seen some change. That includes one of the most conspicuous sounds in the orchestra, the bright and brilliant principal trumpet. That position was held for many years by Andrew McCandless, who left to take a position at a prestigious conservatory. Well, after a competitive process, it turns out that the best option had been sitting right next to him all along. Former associate principal trumpet Stephen Woomert is in the midst of his first season now in the top role, and he joins me now to tell us how it's been going. Stephen Woomert, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, we spoke several years ago. I can't remember how many, maybe you do. You had just joined the orchestra as part of the section. Now you're the principal trumpet. Tell us a bit about that journey.
Yeah, so I joined in 2014. You know, I was quite young, just out of school. So it was obviously a kind of a whirlwind to be joining the orchestra I grew up listening to. So I was associate principal trumpet with my former teacher as the principal trumpet. So
that's right, Andrew McCandless, right?
Yep, so he just kind of an early retirement, and then he's now the professor at the Eastman School of Music.
Okay.
So yeah, so it's 12 years of getting to hear him and work with my wonderful colleagues. And then when Andrew left, of course, then there's a vacancy. So I decided to audition for the principal job, and luckily enough, here we are.
That's really awesome. I'm sure it was really competitive.
It was, yeah. You know, it's a demanding position. And of course, the committee and the director are demanding what they look for. So I worked quite hard in the preparation to do that. And of course, one thing that's really nice about our job as musicians is we're always getting better and we're always trying to improve. So it's been a really fun process, continuing to work and seeing how things change and how your body changes and how your ears change as well. That's one thing that I noticed some change as well.
Yeah, and just a reminder to our audiences, this kind of runs in the family, right? Because your father was a member of the TSO.
Yes, this is what's an even crazier story. My parents moved here from the States, and my dad was the associate principal trumpet for 32 years. So I grew up very close to the symphony. And then when he retired, I ended up getting the job that he vacated. So
right.
it's pretty much a dream come true for me.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful story. You're wrapping up your first season as principal trumpet. How would you reflect on the year, both in musical terms and personally?
Personally, it's been a very fun year. Being officially in the role has been a bit of a relief, I guess, in terms of having a sense of being settled. And then we also have a new baby at home, so it's been a little extra busy.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
In a way, it makes you focus more when you're at work or you're preparing. It's like, this is my time to, first of all, make sure you're good on the trumpet as itself, as playing the instrument, but also musically what you can offer and what each piece demands. So in a way, I find it almost easier to focus when you have a smaller amount of time to focus.
Have there been any standout moments in particular or programs this season that were especially meaningful for you?
Yeah, we had our European tour, as I'm sure that the listeners know about. That was really a blast for me, getting to play in some beautiful halls in Europe and historical halls. Like we played in Amsterdam, and then we played Mahler 4, and looking where I was sitting, looking right out, they have all the names of composers, you know, in kind of gold writing all across the mezzanine. And I'm looking right at Mahler, the name, and
wow.
They premiered that Mahler 4 in that hall. So that was a very meaningful thing for me. I'm a big baseball fan. For me, it's kind of like playing in Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park. It's like, it's where that music is from. And also another one in Toronto was the Mahler Symphony No. 9. That's one thing that I never played that symphony before, and that was a real treat for me to get to play that and perform it and prepare it.
Now, as a trumpet player, I just have to say, because I'm thinking about you touring around all these amazing halls in Europe, and you know, yours is a sound that soars across the orchestra, perhaps more than any other instrument. Were there any particular halls where you went, wow, as a trumpet player?
Good question. Amsterdam, for sure. The Concertgebouw, you don't have to push at all. The sound just kind of comes out of your instrument. It's actually, there's a funny story. We were rehearsing in our sound check before the concert, and Gustavo Gimeno, our conductor, dropped his keys by accident. And he said something like, "Only in Concertgebouw does that sound like music." that clanging of the keys.
That's amazing.
There was also a newer hall in Zaragoza, Spain, which was phenomenal. just visually and to plan. So that was a Zaragoza was a standout as well for me.
Now, as we mentioned, you came into the principal role from within the trumpet section, and it is a very different kind of responsibility to be the principal trumpet in the orchestra. I'm wondering how that has shaped the way that you listen and collaborate.
Yes, and that's one thing I'm always trying to work on is it's the collaborations with the other principals, with the winds, trying to listen up to kind of see what they're giving and what I can hear and give back, which at times can be challenging with because sometimes we're 40, 50 feet apart trying to play with someone. It's like a kind of extended chamber music. So I think that's kind of my job as principal of trumpet is connecting with everyone, but also leading in certain times. So that's one thing that I've had to focus on for sure. But it's kind of fun. You get you. They can hear you more, so you kind of have a bit more of your stamp on the music and the way the orchestra sounds.
That must feel great.
Yeah, it is. It can be stressful at times because every time you play a note, everyone can hear you. So it's a double-edged sword in that sense.
For sure. As Billie Jean King said, pressure is a privilege.
Exactly.
Looking ahead to 2026-27, what excites you most in terms of repertoire or artistic growth or settling into your role?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to we have our audition for my old job, the associate principal, coming up. Be nice to have a full section and a new member of the section. My colleagues have been great in the trumpet section filling in, but we've been a person down. So it'll be nice to have hopefully a full section and that we can continue to grow together as a section. And musically, I'm looking forward to another Mahler 8. That'll be my last Mahler that I for me to play. So that'll complete my Mahler cycle, and that's a
Oh,
huge one. So
yeah, great.
yeah.
That's the big season finale.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that one.
And you're going to be featured in the Shostakovich Concerto for Piano, Trumpet, and String Orchestra next season. What makes this piece an exciting one for you?
I've always liked this piece. There's excerpts in this piece that are often asked in auditions. So I'm looking forward to actually getting to perform it. I've never done this piece. And what I like is even though it's a concerto, you're kind of sitting up front. You're sitting, you're not standing, and you're kind of collaborating with the piano. So again, almost more like chamber music than a full concerto, the way I look at it, which to me is more fun than me being kind of alone up there. It'll be a fun one.
And just to finally, having been in the TSO now since 2014, actually, I can't believe it's been that long since we spoke
I
because I think
know.
you were quite fresh at the time. I thought it was maybe a handful of years ago, but already 12 years. That's a nice span to see or get a sense of the growth of the orchestra. What's your feeling about the direction the orchestra has headed and how it's grown since you joined?
I'm quite excited. It's always been a good orchestra. We've had good music directors, but there's some. And then since I've joined, there's been a big turnover in musicians. So of course, I miss many of them or all of them. But there's a lot of younger people, newer people in the orchestra in the last 5 or 6 years. And where I look across the orchestra, and I feel old now. So there's a lot of youthful energy. People are hungry musically, and then Gustavo brings that out, and he knows how to push us to get the best product. I think it's quite a exciting time of growth and music making at Wright Thompson Hall right now.
Well, Steve Woomert, thank you so much for joining us tonight. All the best for the rest of the season and have a great summer. Looking forward to 2026-27.
Thank you very much.
That was the TSO's new principal trumpet, Stephen Woomert. See and hear him each week of the season at the TSO, barring the next few, as he is a new father on paternity leave. And you can hear him next season as soloist in Shostakovich's Concerto for Piano, Trumpet, and Strings, alongside piano soloist Charlie Charlemagne on November 5th. Gustavo Gimeno conducts. Find out more at tso.ca. From that concerto, here's the finale.